بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 18th of November in the year 2021 alhamdulillah we're beginning the 9th month the 241st night that we're going through the exalted and dear life of the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abu Talib, radiyallahu. And I've reached the point where I've mentioned that he's now heading towards the hardcore Khawarij. Eventually, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiyallahu, and his forces camped opposite the Kharijites, separated by the river Nahrawan. It is related in Tariq Baghdad 1-205-6 that the Amir al-Mu'mineen's forces encamped on the western bank of Al-Nahrawan River whilst the Khawarij were on the eastern bank opposite the city of Al-Nahrawan. So obviously this battle came to be known as the Battle of Nahrawan. So it's a city and also the river is called the River of Nahrawan. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ordered his men not to initiate the fighting until the Kharijites cross the river. So this narration is in Tabarani in his Awsat number 4051 or 4-227, Al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawa'id 4-227, Fath al-Bari 12-296, Hafiz al-Shawqani in his Nail al-Awtar 7-349. Sayyidina Jundub ibn Abdullah radiyallahu, he said, when the Kharijites broke away from Ali radiyallahu, he then went out in pursuit of them and we went with him. When we reached their troops, i.e. the Kharijites, we heard a loud recitation of the Quran that sounded like the buzzing of bees. Amongst them were some wearing loincloths and mantles, and seeing them in that state of outward piety, I had mixed feelings about fighting against them. Thus I struck my spear into the ground, dismounted of my steed, took off my mantle and spread it out and placed my armor on it. So stop in the report. So Jundub ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, he was affected by their piety. And when he saw the outwardly, obviously, you know, if somebody says buzzing of the Quran, prostration marks on the foreheads, humble attire. So he said, I didn't want to fight them. So he goes, I got off my horse, put the spear into the ground, and I put my armor on the cloak. I then took my steed by the reins, and I started praying towards my spear. So he's offering some sort of salat. He used the spear as a sutra. During my salat, I said, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is obedience to you to fight these people, then give me permission to do it. And if it is disobedience, then show me a sign of your disapproval. So stop in the report. Istikhara. You know, we do istikhara, you know. And he's doing it for the, obviously, the very important reason. Muslim blood is going to be spilt. So he goes, Ya Allah, I'm not certain. Please help me. Give me a sign. As I was in that state of entreaty, suddenly Amir al-Mu'mineen came, riding the Prophet's mule, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After he came close to me, he said, Ta'awwudh billahi ya jundub min sharri shaq. Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O jundub, from the evil of doubt. I finished my prayer. I hastened to come close to him, but he dismounted and he was now praying. Look how amazing. His dua was answered. How did Hazrat Ali know? He was in doubt. So he's on the Holy Prophet's mule, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, one of our greater sign is that than that. And he goes, seek refuge in Allah, O Jundub, from the evil of shock. And then he went into prayer. Then the report says, suddenly someone on a galloping horse approached and said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiyallahu. And obviously by this time, Hazrat Ali had finished his prayer, he asked, what is the matter? The rider said, they have all crossed the river and they have got away. Jundub, I thereupon said, Allahu Akbar, meaning we don't need to fight them. Ali radiallahu anhu, however, responded, they have not crossed it and they will not do it to flee. It is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they will be killed. Then Hazrat Ali mounted his steed and he said, O Jundub radiallahu anhu, I shall now send someone to them who will recite the Quran, invite them to the Quran and the sunnah of our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, the Messenger will not return to us until they shoot arrows at him. O Jundub, less than 10 will be killed amongst us and less than 10 will survive amongst them. Stop in the report. So obviously, Rasulullah has told him what's going to happen. And he had waited 30 years, imagine. And he said to Jundub, no, they're not fleeing. It's Rasulullah has promised, he goes, they're not going nowhere. It's a maneuver of theirs. And then he says, I even tell you this, I'm going to send somebody to them, inviting them to the Quran and Sunnah, and he will not be able to turn to us until they shoot arrows at him. And then he mentioned the numbers of dead. He goes, 10 of us, will less than 10 will be killed amongst us, and less than 10 will survive amongst them. He thereupon said, those who will now take this copy of the Quran to those folk and invite them to the book of their Lord and the sunnah of their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereupon get killed and earn paradise. So it wasn't a normal message. He didn't say, you go, give the message. He goes, who will go, get martyred and go to paradise? No one responded to his call except a young man from Banu Amr ibn Sa'sa. So now what's interesting, why didn't Jundub respond? For the Sahaba? So maybe Amir al-Mu'mineen wanted somebody else. And nobody responded except a young man from Banu Amr ibn Sa'sa. So Ali radiallahu anhu said to him, take the Quran. Thus the young man took it, and Ali radiallahu anhu once more said to him, you will be killed and will not turn to us until they shoot you with arrows. Have you understood? The young man undaunted thereupon nodded his head and he walked towards the encampment of the folk carrying a copy of the Quran. When he reached a place they could hear him, one of them suddenly shot him with an arrow. He then turned towards us and he sat down and he succumbed to his injury. So what did Hazrat Ali say? He goes, he'll turn towards, even the Prophet told him this, but he won't be able to give the message. So Ali radiallahu anhu thereupon said, Dunakumul Qawm, now attack these debased folk. Jundub said, I killed 8 of them with this hand of mine before I prayed the Zuhr Salat, and subhanallah, indeed less than 10 of us were killed and less of 10 of them survived. Subhanallah. So now, where is this recorded? You know, it seems like this is unbelievable. Tabarani, Hafiz al-Haythami in Majma al-Zawaid, Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani in Fath al-Bari, Hafiz Shawqani in Nail al-Awtar. So now what's happening? The junior Sahaba, they haven't got the knowledge. So obviously, look at what they were teaching us. They were teaching us how precious the Muslim blood is. They weren't scared of the Romans, not bothered. We launched into them day and night. Not bothered about Persians, not bothered about but Muslims. And look how things have changed. Muslims to us, you know, their blood doesn't mean nothing. You know, we'll insult them, we'll dishonor them, and we have got this fear of the non-Muslims. So, topsy-turvy, Qiyamah signs. And he got so confused, he offered Salat. And look how quickly Allah Ta'ala answered his dua. Hazrat Ali came to him, and he didn't just give him reassurance, don't worry, everything's alright, get rid of the shock. He started mentioning things of the ghaib. Now, there's no way that he could have known that, except if Rasulullah told him. So note, Hazrat Ali, radiallahu, he was going through the blueprint that was given to him by who? Rasulullah. He even knew that this is a maneuver. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be killed. Subhanallah, note how even the venerable companion Jundub ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu was affected by their outward piety, asceticism and worship. Thus beware. Think about it. You know, people say, how could they do a tail? Look, his beard and his turban and he's got prostration bug. Well, we're not even the dust of the Sahaba, so we're going to get affected. Sahaba got affected. It then comes as no surprise to learn that this same Sahaba, what was his name? Jundub ibn Abdullah. He later passed by another group amongst them who were reciting the Quran. And this time he said to one and all in absolute confidence, "Do not be deceived by them. For today they are reciting the Quran, but tomorrow they will be fighting the Muslims with their weapons." Don't be deceived. This is in Tabrani in his Kabir, number 1685 or 2-167. The Alami in his Musnad al-Firdaus, number 6419 or 4-134. Targheeb, number 3513 or 3-166. Al-Haythami in Majma al-Zawaid, 6-231. So notice the difference. His conviction now, because Ali's taught him, radiallahu, he goes, don't be deceived, because these are shaitans. Adding further details to the encounter, in Bayhaqi in his Sunan, 8-197, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu sent his messengers, urging them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khawarij, to recant. He sent Al-Bara ibn Azim to them, radiallahu, calling them for 3 days, but they refused. So now what's interesting, they killed that young man, rahmatullah alayh, but other messengers they didn't kill. So Hazrat Ali had knowledge of this as well. Now what's interesting, when the Sahaba was sent to call them, they didn't react so violently. He called them for 3 days. Imagine. And they goes, no. So don't think that, listen, this is your last chance. Hazrat Ali was given them more than enough chance. Think about what you're going to do. Don't throw yourself to destruction, etc., etc. 3 days, but they refused. Sayyidina Ali then addressed his forces and he said, in Sahih Muslim, number 748-9, "You were going to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and the people of Sham, but then we would leave these people who would go after our women and wealth. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I hope these are the people that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, for they have shed inviolable blood and plundered the livestock of the people. Thus march in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Subhanallah. So let's look at this. So this is in Sahih Muslim. So he clearly said, we were intending Muawiyah, but Allah Ta'ala has decreed this. We can't leave these people because they're a threat to our own, you know, base. And then he goes, these are the ones, inshallah, that the Prophet talked about. It is further related. Messengers kept coming and going until they killed them and crossed the river. This is in Ibn Abi Shayba in his Al-Musannaf 15-325-7. So we don't know who the names were, who they were, but some of the messengers went, they were killed. Some came back, like Al-Bara ibn Azib. Eventually the Khawarij crossed the river. It is related that the Amir al-Mu'mineen, in one last act of graciousness, he put the venerable companion Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, who was in his 70s, radiallahu, in charge of the cavalry, and ordered him to raise a banner of safety for the Kharijites with the instruction, "Whoever comes to this banner is safe. Whoever goes to Kufa or Al-Madain, he is safe. We are not after any of you except those who killed our brothers." This is in Al-Bidayah, recorded by Hafiz ibn Kathir. So who is in charge of the cavalry? Abu Ayyub Al-Ansari, the host of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was about 15 years older than Ali. And look how gracious Hazrat Ali is. He's still giving them options. Basically, get out of here. Go to this banner, you're safe. Go to Kufa or Al-Madain, we're only after the ones who shed the blood. Many of them, subhanAllah, wisely took this last concession. They finally buckled. And there was now no more than 1,000 men who remained amongst the Khawarij. So people could query, why was Ali going that extra length, that extra yard? Because he's not after sending people to the fire. He wants to save them. And that last thing worked. But 1,000 diehards remained. So what happened? There was nothing left to be said or done. And the Khawarij launched themselves into Amir al-Mu'mineen's forces. Needless to say, when the encounter ensued, it was a bloodbath. The Khawarij, though brave, stood absolutely no chance. But some interesting things are mentioned. In Al-Bidayah, Hafiz Abu Sayyidina Abu Ayyub radiyallahu anhu, he said, I stabbed one of the Kharijites with a spear, which came out through his back. And I said to him, receive the tidings of hell, O enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His dying words in response, you will come to know which of us is more deserving of it. So imagine, if a Sahaba strikes you straight through, you're doomed. The Sahaba strike you, we don't need to know, you know, what your belief is, you're doomed, mate. He's that ill. He goes, you'll find out which one of us is going to get punished. And Abu Ayyub found that strange. He goes, look how shaitans deceived them. Even before they die, they're still believing what they're doing is right. Subhanallah, deceived to the very end. So what was the length of the battle? It is related that the battle of Nahdawan was decisive and short. It took place on the 9th of Safar, 38 AH. Referred to Hafiz al-Balazuri in his Ansab al-Ashraf 2-63 with a weak chain of transmission. So like I mentioned, 35 AH, he becomes the Amir al-Mu'mineen. 36, Battle of the Camel. 37 AH, Battle of Siffin. 38, in the second month of the 38th year after Hijrah, the battle's over. The swift battle resulted in the death of a huge number of the Kharijites. In Al-Bidayah, it mentions their leaders, Abdullah ibn Wahab, Hurqus ibn Zuhair, Shurih ibn Awfa, and Abdullah ibn Sakhraba as-Sulami were all killed. So these names, these were the leaders of the Khawarij. So let's look at one of them. Hurqus ibn Zuhair was that very dog who had told no other than our beloved messenger 3 decades earlier to be just, when he was distributing spoils at Ji'rana of the Hawazin. Refer to Sahih Bukhari, number 5811, 6534, Sahih Muslim, number 1064. I think about that. You know, the famous report, I'll mention it maybe next few days. The Prophet is distributing spoils, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one man says, be just. So the Prophet looks at him and he goes, if I am not just, who will be just? And he doesn't say anything. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala has given me the revelation. He's trusted me with the revelation. I can't you trust me with these spoils? So then the Sahaba started reacting. One report, Umar goes, let me chop the munafiq's head off. Ali goes, let me chop his head off. Khalid bin Walid goes, let me kill him. And in one report, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he told Khalid to step down, Khalid goes, how many people say with their mouths, but they don't believe in their hearts? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have not been sent to scan the hearts. So that same man, when was he killed? Think about that. On the day of Nahrawan. So 3 decades later, you're thinking, surely he probably did Tawbah, he sorted himself out. Abu Bakr's become the Khalif, surely he sorted himself out. Umar becomes the Khalif. Uthman, no, he still got it. And on the day of Nahrawan, imagine who killed him, they must have thought, Alhamdulillah, finally that dog's dead. Abdul Razak As-San'ani, he said about him, Dhu al-Khuwaisira al-Tamimi's real name was Hurqus ibn Zuhair. He was the father of the Kharijites. This is in Fath al-Bari 12-292, Al-Isaba 2-49, Umdatul Qadi 15-62. So who was the father or the founder of the Kharijites? The Shaitan, who said to the Prophet, be just. And look how Allah Ta'ala takes to task those who trouble the Prophets. Think about it. He had such a stain, it couldn't be removed now. Right? That shows how dangerous it is to speak about any prophet, let alone our beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he died, and his kunyat is famous. Dhu al-Khuwaysira al-Tamimi. But his real name, Hurquz ibn Zuhair. And he was killed in this encounter at Nahr Awan. So let me ask you a question. Was it a blessed encounter? Certainly was. Did Hazrat Ali know he was going to be killed? Certainly did. Right? So note, here there was divine guidance given by Rasulullah. So Ali didn't hold back. And you can see that there was a slaughter, you know, throughout the ranks of the Khawarij. SubhanAllah. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك وفي الله من الشيطان سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل في الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات ورواصل الحق ورواصل الصبر صلى الله عليه وسلم